kick off hour number three. Golf time now.
Nate, Shane Lowry, even through two.
Okay. Even might not be a bad score today.
It might not.
Corey Connors, though.
Brooks Koepka.
Double bogey.
Even through two.
So Patrick Cantlay also even through one.
But the real problem for you.
Yeah, we need. I'm sorting this by the opposite because this is where you win or lose these games.
The Canadian Corey Connors.
I'm an idiot.
Two over through one.
Stupid.
Corey.
We're dropping the lowest score, right?
Corey Connors.
Cool.
What are you doing? Updated overall scoring. I am one under. Nate, you have moved from three over to four over. You got kind of bailed out. Justin Thomas got a birdie.
All right.
Hickman, you're still 13 over. I don't know if that's been updated, but it might have been.
My guys are resilient.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're actually back up to 14 over because I don't know if they've updated the Brooks Koepka score yet on our spreadsheet.
Is there any way I can still win?
Sure.
Yeah, dude.
Sure.
Well, how big was the swing from your biggest lead against me to the
what'd you win by?
Right?
Oh, the swing itself. Yeah.
Weren't you up like 12 to 13, and I won by like 14 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean it can go crazy, dude. Yeah.
Especially with all the weather that's rolling in down there.
Yeah.
You know. They said the course would get tougher as the week went on. And with all this weather, who knows?
It's a good thing nobody picked Adam Scott. He is sucked.
Is it bad?
He's plus eight.
Hickman's back to 14 over.
Just like Corey Connors.
Well, at least at least you're not going to worry about watching him tomorrow.
Well, yeah. I mean, once they get cut, you kind of like, all right. But, I mean, that's less golfers to move. God, Dustin Johnson, get your act together.
I like that you guys are going out and taking the early lick so that my guys will know how the course is responding. It's important.
Well, I had the same thing at the Masters and it worked out for me where I had more of the guys going in the morning on Friday. And so on Thursday, my scores were rough.
Mm-hmm.
But then Friday, they kind of at least got closer to you. And then obviously on the weekend, it all evens out because your better players are playing against the better players and weaker players. So see how it goes.
We're up to four golfers on the course now that are under par. Justin Thomas, K.H. Lee, Jason Cockrack.
I don't know how else you could say that.
It's Cockrack.
Cockrack. That doesn't sound much better.
I like Cockrack better.
And Ryosuke Kinoshita, I think. Cockrack? I mean, that has to be it, right?
It's K-O-K-R-A-K. I don't know how else to say it.
Cockrack.
Cartwright.
Paul? Cartwright?
Cartwright.
It's Costanza. That's what I said. Cartwright. Yikes. Let's see. Nate, I was up 20 after the second day at the Masters.
Yeah, this is way early. Like nothing is.
I was up.
Hickman, you are still alive.
I was up 20. You won by 12.
32 wow. Shot swing. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not feeling too good. Yeah, it was Cantlay and Tiger on day three that really killed me. Plus seven for Cantlay, plus six for Tiger. And then Tiger put on another plus six on the fourth day. Jeez. You got so lucky.
To the phone lines we go. We got Matthew on the horn. What's up, Matthew? You're on three and out.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. How y'all doing today?
Happy Friday back. We're doing great. Last night was maybe one of the most fun baseball games I've ever got to witness.
It was amazing. Anytime I can see such a blowout like that and being personal for our family, it's great. Our group text with my brother he was not happy, which brings great joy to my life. All this golf talk, guys, when are we going to get together? Me and Adam were talking about it yesterday. Summer three and out fan run golf tournament. What do y'all think?
Well, we got to whip Hickman into shape first.
I don't know. I think it'd be more entertaining if I was just my natural usual self out there on the course.
Hickman doesn't even know how to. He's like 150 out. He said he's going to hit a 4-iron because he hits it the best.
Oh, you just take a little off of it. That's all.
Knock it down. Keep it out of the wind.
Houston, would you rather be able to never, ever, ever 3-putt or be able to drive it 350 yards?
Oh, never 3-putt. Easy. Easy. That's where you save all the strokes. And I used to be really bad off the tee. I'm not that bad off the tee now, but sometimes you get on the green and it's just like, you know, you're ice skating out there.
I feel like Nate also is like a Phil Mickelson fan. I feel like he just like naturally would be like have like the best wedge game out of all of us.
How would you rate your wedge game, Hodges?
It's
day to day.
It's inconsistent. I did hit a great great bunker shot last time out. Pretty proud of myself.
Ooh.
Cause that
avoid the bunkers like the plague.
Well, bunkers are kind of all or nothing. Like there was a point a couple years. I guess it was during COVID where I was like, "This is ridiculous." Like I should be able to hit a bunker shot better than this. And I just went and worked on it for a few weeks. And I mean, once you kind of have that, you know, kind of how to splash them out greenside, you can usually execute.
Yeah, for me, I'm just terrible, and I'm out there for the camaraderie, so I won't even try to say what I'm good at. But, guys, we're on commitment watch today, and you guys know I love my basketballs, but we're probably going to add DJ Jefferson today. He's a 6'5 guard out of the Minnesota area. He was the Tulsa commit at one time.
Right. Is he announcing today?
Yes.
Okay.
Today at 2.
Today at
and
2.
And we're probably going to get him. It's going to be us over Wake Forest and Washington State, so not the sexiest, you know, other schools appealing, but he has some really good length. I mean, he's 6'5", 190, so I think we'll definitely like that. But the problem with this is I'm curious here, if we go into the season right now, we don't have an experienced point guard. I mean, that's really what I've been looking for, hoping that we can get Tyrese Hunter. I don't know where we sit with that, but we don't get him, we're going to have our hands out basically saying, all right, Zakai Ziegler, it's time for you to man up, or expecting B.J. Edwards, a freshman, to go out and play. And I'll hang up here, but, like, no offense, but B.J. Edwards is not Kennedy Chandler. Thanks, guys.
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the choir boys, the Catholic brethren, say that B.J. Edwards has a chance to be really, really good. I hope so. But
he's got better size.
Yeah, and honestly, Kennedy Chandler was, I mean, you don't, those guys just don't, you know, fall in your lap every year.
Yeah.
But would a point guard by committee to a degree with this team be that bad? I feel like you've got a lot of guys who can, you know, help out. Obviously, Zakai. Viscovi's done it before. Josiah can bring the ball up and down from time to time.
Key can handle the ball pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, he's listed as point guard. I think you're okay, but obviously, you know, you do lack experience from the Kennedy Chandler type of point guard where it's like, hey, this is your show, you're running it, everybody else just kind of fall into line.
I think you need good guard play to go deep in March, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the traditional, like, this guy's our point guard, he passes great and doesn't shoot much, and this guy catches and shoots, and this guy catches and slashes, and, you know, teams can be built differently. Did you catch that Rick Barnes loves how Julian Phillips can score from all three levels of the court, and that's really important in their offense? I was just like, vomit.
Gotta love that mid-range.
I mean, I'm glad they think he can score.
Yeah, that's good. It's good he's a scorer.
But just that whole train of thought, it's like, God, I thought we got away from that some this year, and I thought that was a good thing.
No, we did.
Maybe he just can't help himself and still talks that
way. Well, it's good that he can hit that shot. I don't necessarily think that means we're going to, you know, go for the mid-range.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the big part of our stuff. But you worried about point guard? I'm more worried about inside, personally.
Yeah, I guess I'm more worried about just matching up with other teams, just guards in general, but not so much point guard. I mean, we've got guys that can get the ball up the floor. It's how do all the guards work together to get to places where we take the right shots and ergo score.
Scoring's important.
Yes.
We've got some scores, some shooters at least.
Seems to be getting better than that.
But will we have enough size? Well, I mean, we get Kumwa back, and I thought he took a really big step last year.
Hmm.
Now, where is he on his, you know, rehab from the foot? I'm assuming at this point he's probably good to go. I mean, wasn't there some talk that he might have been able to come back in the postseason last year? Was that not flown around a little bit or no?
I don't remember that. Okay. You might be right, but
I was very surprised in that CBS preseason, you know, poll they put out to see it. What did I say we were, 12 or 13? Is that surprising to you? Because that I did not think we'd be that high.
A little high. I would have slower.
I thought last year we were a little low.
Mm-hmm.
That proved to be right. This feels a little high because they had us, what, a 3 seed, I think? Same seeding as last year?
Yeah, yeah.
One in Stripe says, wasn't a lot of Brandon Huntley Hatfield's production from the mid-range shot. Yeah, it felt like he did take a lot of them. I don't know if he made a ton.
I don't know why.
He wasn't like an elite scorer. I
don't even care. Like, that's a bad shot.
Unless it's Jonas Adu. Mid-range guy.
Look, you can like his shot. He wasn't like he didn't make a lot of those shots. In fact, he got pulled a lot for missing them and keep you know he kept shooting.
It's a bad shot. I mean, they've done all the math on it. Basically, you have to be elite in making that shot for it to be a good shot at all. And most guys that can make that shot at an elite level are just as good from three. You might as well get them more looks from three and get the extra point every time they make a basket. But what do I know?
He just likes the way Adu shoots it.
If you look at his highlights, I mean, he was hitting the three ball in high school.
Well, that's the thing with Rick Barnes. If you hit the three in high school as a big,
you can't do it in college.
You just don't even really get the opportunity
unless you're Grant Williams.
What game was it where Brandon Huntley Hatfield hit like one or two really really big threes? Did he hit one against Kentucky?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like it's get a little late in the shot clock and he was just wide open up there and let it fly.
He's
might have been Florida.
He's dead to us, guys. I don't know why you keep bringing him up.
Come on.
Do other teams have five stars that just come 1 year,
then
don't
do
pan
nothing,
out and leave? Five.
Amani Bates. Star.
Yeah, Amani Bates. Yeah. What happened to him?
Him and Huntley Hatfield will actually be teammates next year. So
he's going to Louisville.
Yeah. Am I making that up? I swear he committed to Louisville.
Look out,
because they got a what's the coach, Kenny Payne?
I'll take your word for it. I did not. I don't. I think I saw that.
15 hours ago, he listed a top six. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, what is it? What's top six? Is Louisville even in the top?
Okay,
six?
Okay, he's crystal balled to Louisville.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody's Travis Barnum.
He's going to announce in June. Is it?
Yeah, he's a
June.
Don't want to do them off-season workouts, man.
That's a good point.
Stay in the portal. Yeah. Portal's comfy.
You just ask Darrell Middleton.
Yeah. Coach, about to work out, so I'm in the portal, so got to have some meetings with some other coaches. I'm not going to be there.
I've got a fascinating baseball stat for you after the break.
Michigan, Eastern Michigan.
Really?
Louisville, Arkansas, DePaul, and Seton Hall.
That is an interesting list. Not
Eastern
what I...
Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, that's
playing the old NIL card, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan.
No, I heard something about them.
Oh, they've got like they got a deal?
Something. I don't know, yeah.
Take your word for it.
And I think this is old, but this Knoxville Regional does not excite me for the baseball team where we're projected. We'll tell you about that as well this hour. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour three continues. Maybe this is a new bracket. D1 baseball just forgot to just have a typo here, within the article, because it says it was posted May 18th, so that was a couple days ago. I don't remember us talking about this regional. I know other times we talked about UConn coming here. This has them as the 2 seed conference champ.
Yeah, because Aaron Torres does not want any part of that. I guess he's a UConn baseball guy.
Oh, okay.
which is weird.
Well, I was more, I was kind of more triggered by the three seed, Clemson.
Why are you triggered by Clemson? Because you wouldn't know who to root for?
No. Because growing up in South Carolina, like, Clemson always had really good baseball teams. Of course, they choked a few times against South Carolina in the.
What are you scared of?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's better than NC State. That was the other option. We kept getting thrown around.
I saw one that had us with Stanford.
That's the one I don't want.
Yeah, I want to avoid that at all.
Because I like KP, and I don't want to have to deal with him being on that call, because I'm pretty sure he probably would be. They'd let him call, you know, biggest game. I don't want him having to talk bad about his alma mater or about us while losing to his alma mater.
I kind of like this Gonzaga as the 16, having to come across the country to Lindsey Nelson if that's the super. Oregon will be the other option with NC State. So that's the Gonzaga. The Spokane regional would be Gonzaga, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and NC State.
Gotcha.
Other national seeds, of course, Tennessee 1, Oregon State 2, Virginia Tech 3, Miami 4, Auburn 5, Stanford's 6. So I don't
know. Auburn 5?
Stanford's moved way up. There's no way they're going to be in our region. Maryland 7, Louisville 8, Texas A&M 9, Oklahoma State 10, Notre Dame 11, Florida State 12, Arkansas 13, Vanderbilt 14, Texas Tech 15, and Gonzaga 16. So if you want to look way ahead, we would be with, what, 1, 4, 5, and 8 on our half of the Omaha bracket, if it all the seeds hold, which they won't. But that'd,
right,
that'd be Miami, Auburn, and Louisville.
Miami, huh? I don't think I want to see Miami.
Why not?
I don't know.
Just because don't, they're a top 10 team?
Yeah, just
so maybe Florida will beat them, or I mean, it could be Arkansas. Would you rather see Arkansas in Omaha?
I'll tell you after we see them in Hoover.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming will happen, but maybe it won't.
Good point.
Do you want my stat?
Yes.
How many earned runs do you think Tennessee has given up on the year?
How many games have we played? About 60.
54?
50-something. How many earned runs given up on the year?
Mm-hmm.
110.
It's 125. Hmm. We have hit 133 home runs.
That is insane.
We've given up 142 runs on the year. We've hit 133 home runs. 125 earned. 133 home runs. Are you kidding me?
We only got a run for a home run.
Yeah.
We still would be plus. If we didn't get any credit for base hit RBI. And
right. Oh, the bases were loaded? Sorry. Home run. That, you only get one.
Yeah.
It's like the Savannah Bananas.
Not to mention, like, all the, yes. Yes. Yeah. It's like one of those slow pitch tournaments where the field's not big enough, and they're like, you only get one home run inning. Anything else over the fence, that's an out.
Yeah, that's an out.
they do that?
You ever played in one of those?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have.
You hit it over the fence, it's an out?
If it's more than – you get one home run an inning that counts as a home run. Anything else that goes over the fence is an out.
So if I just crank one?
If
you're out. You swung too hard.
If your team's already hit a home run, yeah. That inning.
Should it just be a foul ball? You're out?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Keep it in play.
I don't like
that. Hit for average.
I don't like that at all.
And you never wanted to hit a solo home run. Like the leadoff guy was never trying to hit a home run.
Because
you'd want to get a couple guys on at least, and then smash one over the fence. And then.
Yeah, a leadoff home run. Like,
yeah, you wasted it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just get on base.
I can't get over that, though. 125 earned runs.
That's insane.
133.
We've only given up 142 runs total. Is that what you said?
142 total.
And 133 home runs.
Yeah. I mean, we're the top scoring, home run hitting, and pitching team in the country. And you're worried about Clemson. Pfft. I don't have time for this nonsense from you.
Okay. Fair enough.
You didn't really fight me on that.
Nah, I think you're right. I think it just, you know, I just see certain team names and just don't want to deal with them. But you're right. I should have confidence. Our team can beat anybody. Bad.
anybody.
Now all we need to do is survive in advance. Just survive in advance.
I don't want to survive. I want to thrive. I want the last two games to be the next 15.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Sure.
If we just blow it all away?
I don't know. I mean, doesn't it feel like, though, when you're in those moments on the weekends, like when you almost score too many in one game and then kind of are a little flat in a future game? You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's all mental. It's not real. It's not like, oh, they're going to be tired from hitting all those home runs and trotting around the base path.
Mm-hmm.
But I get what you're saying. I mean, that's the old joke, right? Oh, it's like Tennessee in the NCAA tournament. Like, hey, maybe save some of these threes for Michigan.
Exactly.
And we didn't do that.
And we didn't make it.
Yeah, so. But I don't know. I feel like this team's kind of finding a new groove right now. And again, like, even if we do, I'm not even that worried about it because our pitching's so good. Now, are we going to get into a pinch at some point? Yeah, probably. But at this point, like, is there – as crazy as this is, like, I don't care who's up to bat. Like, I don't – like, there's not a weak spot in the lineup when we're at the plate. As long as our pitching doesn't just completely melt down, you know, in a game or two, like, I think we're fine.
It could be a great weekend for Tennessee Athletics.
What do you mean?
Well, DJ Jefferson, he's deciding this afternoon.
That'd be good.
Tennessee, Wake Forest, or Washington State.
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
Longwood.
Purdy.
Didn't you say Longwood was going to be good, by the way? Like, didn't you say, like, hey, these guys are pretty good?
I watched them play two games in the Big South tournament.
That was it, huh? Yep.
I mean, like,
they peaked too early.
Like, when you say good, like, a team can be good and still get killed by a bigger school. Like, they were a very good team for the Big South, the best team for the Big South.
Okay.
There you go. Come back with more. Stick with us right here. 3-0.
Hey, Russell Smith here for Linderman Sports Medicine, the Mid-South leader in...
Houston,
Nate,
talk about this weekend and Tennessee Athletics. I don't know if you saw the, I mean, we really should have led with this.
Should have led with it?
Uh-huh.
What have I missed?
Well, our tennis team is chasing a national championship.
That'd be cool. Took down Baylor.
4-3 yesterday. It was intense.
I did watch the final point. Mm-hmm. Good to see the guys having fun.
Our, we've been very good in the doubles, which you get 1 point for doubles. Best 2 out of 3. So once you get that doubles point, you got to get 3 out of the 6 singles matches.
Mm.
Looks like tomorrow, Tennessee, the 6th seed, takes on Virginia, the 7th seed. And you know, this is the first time I've looked at the bracket. This bad boy's wide open.
Why do you say that?
Well, Kentucky was the 8th seed. They upset TCU.
Mm.
And one of the other...
who knew tennis was so popular in Texas?
One of the other quarterfinals. Quarterfinals. So Kentucky's an 8th seed. They're into the semis. And then on the other half of the bracket, Ohio State, the 4th seed, has come through. They defeated Michigan. So you got an 8-4 in one semi, and then a 6-7 in the other. We got a shot here, boys. Be a natty.
Hang a banner?
Florida was a 2 seed, and Virginia upset them 4-1.
Really? Mm-hmm. Didn't Florida win the SEC championship?
Probably. I mean, they're highest seeded.
SEC team?
Baylor was a 3 seed. Tennessee was the 6. So that was a big upset. Big win. Huge. Tennessee has defeated Tennessee Tech, Duke, Florida State, and Baylor. En route to the this is the national semifinal. They're in the final four right now. They've made the final four.
Only one thing left to do.
Both semi matches are tomorrow. Tennessee's is at 2:00 Eastern time. If they win that, the national championship is Sunday at 4:00.
good because I'm not going to have a baseball game to watch, so that might be nice to, you know. I don't know. Can I watch that anywhere? Am I going to have to, like, stream
it? When I was a kid, I watched it, like, on, you know, ESPN. I remember watching, and they did a pretty good job with it. They would, you know, they had a camera on, like, the main court, and they had commentators for that match, and then they would bounce around the other courts. The last year, though, when Tennessee was in it, I tried to watch it, and they had partnered with some stupid app company,
mm-hmm.
and it was awful. Like, it was stationary cameras on each, one on every court. You had to pick which court you wanted to watch. The announcing was all over the place, so I don't know. I don't know what they're doing this year.
Hopefully something better.
Hopefully better.
We're always good at tennis.
You got some facts to back that up, or are you just saying it out loud?
I just remember this time last year that we were also still playing tennis in at a very high level in the NCAA tournament.
What did we lose to last year?
Didn't we win a doubles national championship last year?
Maybe. Something like that.
Did we lose to Baylor last year? Or was it Arizona?
I think it was Baylor. It was a green team. Because it was Baylor.
I thought it was. I could be wrong. So that was a revenge game yesterday? Sign me up for that.
I guess so.
That's when Tennessee's at their best in any sport, when they get the revenge factor going.
I had to play a guy from UT in the summer between my freshman and
sophomore. How'd that go?
Not good.
For you or for him?
Not good for me. He was their number two, I think, at the time.
What was the score?
Pretty much blowout. I'm trying to remember if I won a game or two. It's probably like 2-0. It was bad.
Got to step your game up.
Yeah, I had to play the number two from Vanderbilt that summer also.
How'd that go?
Well, for two games,
it was all you had him on the run?
I broke his serve and then held it love. And the rest was not good. But then I felt better when I saw him on television the next summer or whenever it was, I guess, when the season started, because he had gotten a wild card in the Australian Open and was playing on ESPN2.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, at least you held your...
I did win a lot of matches that summer against other, you know, Division II, NAIA, Division III guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, SEC. The SEC dominates every single warm weather sport. It's unbelievable.
Well, it makes sense, really.
Softball, baseball, track, tennis, golf, loaded.
Heck, we dominate really every sport besides basketball.
And that's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I was going to say. I guess basketball probably would be the sport that's the most behind in the SEC, but, I mean, lately it's been really, really good.
Football, softball, baseball, tennis.
I feel like swimming and diving, really good. I mean, I know it's not technically a warm weather sport, but, like, women's gymnastics in the SEC is ridiculous.
Yeah. LSU's pretty good.
Yeah, I just pulled up the SEC sports list. We don't, you know, we don't do hockey which makes sense. I mean, it's pretty much just good at everything. Basketball's the weakest one, I would think. I don't know about volleyball. I assume we're pretty good at that. Volleyball?
I would say so.
I don't know.
I don't. I'm,
equestrian I don't, is listed here. Cross country.
Isn't Georgia equestrian like a bajillion time national champion?
Bajillion.
Yeah. Weird. You figured it'd be Kentucky.
Congrats to the horses. Thrill athletes.
I hope that wasn't sarcasm.
What do you mean? No, it wasn't.
The horses are the champions.
I love the horses.
Speaking of the SEC, Sankey's put out a media ban for coaches.
Really?
Wait, what? For all coaches?
Yeah. Paul Pabst, I think he is the producer for the Dan Patrick Show.
He is.
He tweeted out like 15 minutes ago that they were going to have Lane Kiffin on today, but per SEC commish, no media/comments to all SEC head coaches.
Greg Sankey, you scoundrel. You freaking moron.
Are you kidding me? This is the most exciting thing to happen to SEC football maybe ever.
Ever.
And now he...
Off the field ever.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's not going to let Lane Kiffin go on Dan Patrick and say, like, yeah, man, did you see that yesterday? It was crazy. Are they worried that Dan Patrick's going to say... Well, you worked with Nick Saban. Did he cheat a lot?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Come on. So when does this ban end?
Oh, dude. We should get Pruitt on, like Monday.
All right.
He's not. He's not in, under no SEC rules.
Where's Niedermeyer? IMG. Yeah. Give him a call. Yeah,
get Niedermeyer on.
So hey, we don't. You might think coming on a Knoxville station, we wanted you to talk about Tennessee. Actually, no. I don't know. He's probably still got the Bama panties on.
We can just call him Bert Macklin.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
I can't believe Greg Sankey. Is this like, hey, I've got to send out a memo to everybody of what you can and can't?
What a little pansy.
This is good. This is so good. No, so, I mean, SEC Media Days are like what? Mid-July?
You're going to ban him from talking then?
Like, the questions are going to be pre-listed?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like a Biden presser.
Nate.
What?
Come on.
Better what? Grammar,
that's,
though.
That's
better
a
grammar.
Fact.
Nate.
You can put that in front of the disinformation board if you want to, except it doesn't
Nate.
Exist anymore.
I cannot believe Greg
lasted
saying
3 weeks.
I mean, does he not know that that's bad for the league?
He doesn't care.
He's the commissioner of the league.
Houston, he only cares about himself. He doesn't want to have to field anymore.
Is this him just trying to protect?
His phone's just going off too much.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Is this him? I mean, is he protecting Bama here? Like, we don't want anybody asking any questions about Nick.
I think he's
Nick
trying to protect them from themselves, both of them. Like he
well, then ban them. Don't ban Lane Kiffin.
He knows they're all cheating.
Did Lane Kiffin ever
I like
cheating?
It. That means Heupel can just focus on recruiting.
That's pretty much all Heupel
doesn't
does
have
anyway.
To worry about his media.
Well, that's the
obligations.
Thing. That's the beauty of this. Like, Heupel has no ties to Lane Kiffin, no ties to Jimbo, no ties to Saban. We went outside the Saban tree, finally. God, so stupid. Derek Dooley and Jeremy Pruitt. Like, we've tried it twice now. So stupid. But why not let, Heupel shouldn't be media banned. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. So does that mean, like, if Heupel had a weekly appearance on our station, like,
well,
could he just
done,
he just wouldn't
off.
Be able to talk
yep.
about it?
Right. Done.
I mean, Heupel, he has no, there, what's he going to say?
Lane well, Kiffin doesn't, really. I mean, he should.
Well, I mean, he worked with Saban.
Still,
I don't know what him and,
like, what's he going to say?
But all those former assistants are in the group text.
Whenever
like,
they're not banned, he could then start saying it. Like, what's a ban do? Just tables it for a minute.
Where's Will Muschamp these days? Is he at Georgia? He's at Georgia, isn't he? He's
I'm
a special
you,
assistant.
We need to find somebody.
I'm trying to think of who it could be.
Lance Thompson. What's he doing?
I don't know. He's already said that he can only work with Nick Saban for like a year or two at a time. Then he's
got
to take
me
a break.
In person.
Yeah. Lance Thompson might. But yeah, if anybody wants to coach again in
Maryland.
Maryland? Is he like DJ Durkin or something? Was he there before that? Oh, no, that's where...
Wait, maybe this is old. This is like... No, it's
Greg Sankey, you coward. It's despicable.
It's despicable.
We got all these coaches. They want to talk about their team. Talk about the program. They want to talk about this. It's despicable. Not giving them a microphone.
Final segment of the day of the week. Big weekend coming up, man.
Big,
golf,
huge.
Baseball. Commit watch today. DJ Jefferson. Tennessee basketball. Tennis playing for the national championship.
Yeah, it's been an incredible last couple of days here. Something that got lost yesterday was that the Tennessee Vols received a future cast for a guy who had been pretty much a Kentucky lock. Up until yesterday, 5-star class of 2023, Justin Edwards.
Whoa.
What did we do to get him? In the future cast.
In the future.
Money.
Money. 6'7", 180 from Philly.
All right.
Offers from everybody.
See how that one plays out.
Listed as warm on schools such as Kentucky, Tennessee, Auburn, Kansas, and Villanova. Also has offers from literally everybody, even South Carolina.
Don't forget the Preakness tomorrow as well.
Well, my horse isn't in it, so.
Your horse?
Yeah, old Rich Strike. Love good underdog story.
Sitting it out. Well, you got Simplification going off at 6-1. Creative Minister.
Wait, Simplification is the odds-on favorite?
No.
Oh.
They're just in the post position one.
Gotcha.
6-1. Creative Minister is 10-1 out of the two slot. Fenwick is the longest shot in the field at 50-1.
Fenwick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Fenwick.
Says, from the sounds of things, it appears they will ascend and hope for the best. If they do send, it makes Epicenter's decision and job that much easier. Hey, it's not the best of field, so why not see if you can hang on for a piece of the purse? So apparently Fenwick's going to go to the lead and just go for it and see how long he can hang out there in first. One of the favorites from the four post is Secret Oath, 9-2.
Secret Oath.
It's Dwayne Lucas horse that is the Kentucky Oaks winner. That would have been last year, 2-year-old race, I believe. But had a horrible trip in the Arkansas Derby. I don't think that one ran in the Kentucky Derby. Number five, Early Voting, 7-2. In the sixth slot, Happy Jack, 30-1.
Happy Jack.
The owners must really like to party because they showed up in Louisville with a hopeless long shot, and they've shown up again with a hopeless long shot at Pimlico. Go find a nice five-horse allowance out west, please. So if you want to bet on the horse that this rider thinks has no shot to do anything.
Happy Jack.
Happy Jack's your man.
I know who I've picked.
Armagnac is 12-1 out of the seventh slot.
Armagnac. I have no idea.
Epicenter's the heavy, heavy favorite. That's the horse that Rich Strike hawked down and passed to win the Derby.
And
Epicenter's
then there's my horse.
Is 6-5.
The winner of the Preakness will be.
You're picking it?
I just did.
Skippy Longstocking.
Skippy Longstocking. Yes. Old Skippy.
We'll be curious to see what the tactics the connections take here. His only win came in front-running fashion in his maiden score, but he hasn't been fast enough to make the lead in any other race and opted for closing / stalking trips.
Yeah.
He was no match for Mo Donegal or Early Voting in the Woods, so not sure he's a serious exacta threat here, but he's not without exacta hope. If there's a bit more of a pace duel than expected, he'll be limited to being part of the underneath portions of my trifectas, and that's it. So this guy thinks he has no shot to win either.
Yeah, everyone said that about Rich Strike, too. Oh, he's slow, and he doesn't run, blah, blah, blah. It's all about the jockey. You got to get a good jockey. Mm. Come on. All right, Hickman, you got a pick for tonight?
I'm going Secret Oath. Mark it down. Philly, she's going to win.
Picking the girl. Way to go.
And with picks, I'm going big for Vol baseball, you know? We said
it kind of scares me, Hickman.
If you're wrong, you know, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to remember it. Right. We're going to win the game regardless of if my pick's right or wrong. So,
that being said,
is no pressure. Vols win 19-3.
19-3?
Take it to the damn bank.
No way. There's no way we have, like, 20 runs again, right? Right.
These guys have no energy left.
They don't have any energy.
These guys are done. Stick a fork in them. Carve them up.
It's a big number, Hickman.
Oh, Chris. Justin Thomas now leads the PGA. Another birdie.
What?
Tied with your boy Rory. 5-under. Let's go. Put a big number out there. 200 through 4.
I love that the guy that killed me at the Masters is bringing you back.
Xander killed me. I'll just see how it goes.
So you've got
Shane Lowry, also 2-under on the day, now 2-under for the tournament.
And Zalatoris is sitting there right there, tied for third.
He hadn't even started yet.
I know, I'm just saying, you guys are making it a little run. I don't like it.
We're getting there.
I don't even have anybody playing golf yet.
Dustin Johnson still sucks.
No, he doesn't.
He's even.
Give me your pick, Nate, as we wind things up here.
I'm going to go Tennessee tonight. I do think they have kind of quit. I'll go 9-3 Vols tonight. And, of course, we all picked the sweep. 9-3.
11-4. 11-4. Unless they bat flip again, it's Burns on the mound, and he has been known to throw a couple of
meatballs.
He's, you know, if he throws a couple meatballs and they start bat flipping, things might get way out of hand.
Corey Connors, 3 straight pars. We're right in the show.
Those, they don't hurt you. They don't really help you much.
Hang in there, buddy, and miss the cut. Let's go. Don't blow up at the end. I just don't want somebody to be like, I'm missing the cut anyway. Let's go for the screen in the water.
Sir, you're 400 yards away. You duffed your t-shirt.
Another ball. Like 10 cup.
10 cup.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family. And